Our next speaker is Professor Anthimov, who will speak about lines of launch cost reductions in Russia. Dr. Aminov is first deputy director of the Central Research Institute of Machine Building, SNIMASH, the leading research institute of Russia's rocket and spacecraft industry. He is at the head of the Russian Space Agency Working Group for Coordination of Research under the Oriol Program, Future Reusable Space Transportation Vehicle. Dr. Anthimov is a member of Russia's Academy of Science, International Academy of Astronautics, and Russia's Academy of Cosmonautics.
Thank you, Dr.
Armstrong.
Now in Russia we use following row of expendable launch vehicles. The most in the lower row you can see cost per flight for these launch vehicles, and those costs are rather low in comparison with other launch vehicles of the world. The most popular are Soyuz launch vehicle and Proton launch vehicle. Soyuz launch vehicle had more than 1,500 of successful launching. It's very useful for low Earth orbit, and Proton uses for launching large module for Mir station and International Space Station, and so for geostationary orbit. If we consider cost per flight structure for these launch vehicles, development cost, of course, is not included. It's very old launch vehicles. For middle-class Soyuz, about 70% it is vehicle cost and 30% ground and flight operations cost. And for heavy launch vehicle Proton type, the percentage of vehicle cost is more, about 80%. Cost per flight is very important performance, but of course not single one. Other very important properties are flight reliability and safety, and also environment friendliness, used for non-toxic propellants, and so on. If we talk about reliability and safety of launch vehicles, this chart shows that reliability of Russian launch vehicles is the highest today. Here there is accumulated percentage of failed launches, and this accumulated percentage for Russian launch vehicles is about 2-3% for more than 20 years of history of launching. I will talk about the following principal direction of Russian space transportation aids: modernization of available expendable launch vehicles, development of new expendable launch vehicles in Russia, use of movable launches, sea launch, utilization of ballistic missiles, and development of reusable space transportation systems in Russia. Here, position of modernization of Soyuz launch vehicle. It is, first of all, first and second stage engine performance enhancement by the new injection head application. We refused from using Zeklin fuel for the central stage of this launch vehicle, and we need to compensate decrease of specific impulse by new design of injection head. Development of a new digital control system instead of analog one. It is very important modification because age of Soyuz is almost 40 years, and its control system also is very old now. It is general view of Proton launch vehicles with different various new fairings for payloads. This is a list for development of new expendable launch vehicles in Russia. The most advanced is development of Angara family by Khrunichev State Space Center. Angara family consists of two light class launch vehicles, one middle class launch vehicle and heavy class launch vehicles. They are combined by universal first rocket stage with rocket engine RD-181. It is one combustion chamber engine, derivative from famous RD-170 with four combustion chamber engines from Energia launch vehicle and Zenit launch vehicles. Quant light launch vehicle family developed by Energy Rocket and Space Corporation, and Riksha launch vehicles family developed by Makeyev State Rocket Center. From famous RD-170 with four combustion chamber engines from Energia launch vehicle and Zenit launch vehicles. Quant light launch vehicle family developed by Energia Rocket and Space Corporation and Riksha launch vehicles family developed by Makeyev State Rocket Center. Together with some other organizations, Riksha family is equipped with liquid rocket engines using liquefied natural gas, methane type. Use of this propellant ensures to increase the engine specific impulse about 20-25 seconds in comparison with the usual pair kerosene and liquid oxygen, to reduce fuel cost by 15-20%, to realize the engine scheme with reducing gas generator. It is very important obstacles because it enables us to enlarge emergency protection, reliability and safety, and cost also. Result of this new generation, specific launch cost reduction up to 10-15%. Not, of course, in times. The next direction, use of movable launches, sea launch and air launch. Movable launch enable to improve performance of launch vehicle, power performance of launch vehicle, to shift of launch vehicles from mean high latitudes to equator. Our cosmodromes Baikonur, Plesetsk, and Svobodny are very far from equator. It enables to increase payload mass inserted into geostationary Earth orbit with Zenit launch vehicle, but about two times. It is advantage of launch vehicle project, of sea launch project. Addition of initial velocity in flight direction while air launch enable to enlarge payload about 10-20% additionally. It is general view picture of launching from sea launch projects together with Boeing, just was said about, Yuzhnye Design Bureau Ukraine and Kvarner Norway. It is general view of Airstart with launch vehicles which is inside fuselage of aircraft carrier. After departing from aircraft, launch vehicle is stabilized by parachute and launched in vertical direction. The most advanced project of such type is aerospace complex Burlak Diana, which uses Tupolev 160 carrier aircraft, winged rocket launch vehicle, and special command aircraft Ilyushin 76 for controlling flight. Two-stage winged rocket launch vehicle enabled to put into orbit, into low Earth orbit payload mass up to 0.8 ton with rather low launch cost. That direction is using of launch vehicles generated from converse interconventional ballistic missiles started from the ground and submarine launch ballistic missiles started from submarine. We have a lot of ballistic missiles which are now dismissed from combat duty. We have opportunity to use these missiles of different kinds for launching payloads. Here are payloads mass which can be launched, but this great family of former military ballistic missiles. Of course, we need to do some job to transfer ballistic missiles into launch vehicles. First of all, replacement of standard warhead with special space nose section. Sometimes new fairing may be required. We need to update control system in terms of new flight program and adequate software modification here. We need have assembly of telemetry and expert trajectory measurements equipment. Possible, we need to assemble one or two addition stages. And sometimes we use new control system or lift control system to the additional upper stage. There are different launch ways, silo, ground facility, special ship or airplane for air launch, or sea launch, or submarine. The most exotic way launching from some submarine was demonstrated 3 months ago by launching pair of German small satellites, Tuxat N, from submarine in submerged position. Next direction, the last direction of my talking today, research concerning reusable space transportation system. We have in Russia since 1993 special research and experimental program Orel, which objective is choice and validation of effective design configuration of future generation of reusable launch vehicle. This program is very similar to FESTIP program, which was presented today by Dr. Engstrom. In Russia, we have several main directions of activity coded Orel program. System research for defining concepts and application area of advanced reusable space transportation system. Two research institutes are responsible, NIMASH for system with vertical takeoff, and TSAGI, Aerofeeder Dynamic Institute, for systems with horizontal takeoff. And second great direction of investigation in development of rocket air breathing and composite propulsion units. CEAM, Central Institute of Aviation Motors, and Kendall Research Centers are responsible for the direction of activity. We have about 15 altogether organizations, design bureaus who are involved in this program, and special working group which combine efforts of all organizations in general direction of investigation. We investigated a lot of architectures of similar systems with vertical takeoff, single-stage orbit, two-stage to orbit, fully reusable, partially reusable, and similar system with horizontal takeoff, also with one or two stages. And result of this job is we choose finally four main systems, two systems which uses today or near-term technologies, and two systems with long-term technologies. System with vertical takeoff of this type is semi-reusable system with wind first stage booster and expendable second stage. This is well-known MATS, multi-purpose aerospace system with aircraft carrier and semi-reusable orbiter with expendable tank. And two versions of fully reusable system: single-stage system with vertical takeoff rocket system and two-stage system of aerospace type. It is more detailed view of semi-reusable omni-azimuth launch vehicle with winged returnable reusable booster of first stage, and the payload here can be transport orbit vehicle, which consists of reusable orbit vehicle and expendable equipment and cargo bay. We can deliver payload to orbit and from orbit to Earth inside orbital vehicle, orbital plane, about 2.5 tons. We can deliver more than 8 tons to the orbit in equipment and cargo bay. When we speak about reusable space transportation system, we need to evaluate total life cycle cost of this program, and it depends about of traffic, of course. We make some analysis of life cycle cost of total system of launch vehicles, taking into account two versions of traffic, maximum and minimum, including cargo traffic to LEO, cargo traffic to space station and from space station, a passenger's traffic for space station. Results are here. Here are lists of system of launch vehicle. First system is usual expendable launch vehicles and usual expendable transport vehicles, Soyuz and Progress, which are in use today. And Unity, all the life cycle costs are related to cost of this obvious system. You can see that green color corresponds to minimal traffic and blue color to maximum traffic. We have a lot enlargement of life cycle costs because Soyuz is very bad for transportation of cargo to orbit and from orbit, from orbital station. The very interesting result is that for minimum programs, almost all types of space transportation system, including semi-reusable, fully reusable system, give similarly approximately unique results. And we can obtain some reduction of total life cycle cost for maximum volume of traffic only for the last system, which include two reusable systems. Rolf, reusable omni-azimuth launch vehicle, semi-reusable system with expandable second stage. It's very good for transporting big cargo into orbit. And fully reusable, one stage, single stage to orbit, which is called rocket system. I am close to conclusion. What are the lines which would provide a high cost effectiveness of payload launches into space in our short-term and long-term plans? First of all, light class launch vehicle development on the basis of intercontinental ballistic missiles and submarine launch ballistic missiles under conversion. It enables to reduce specific launch cost by 1.5 times. New launch vehicle development on the basis of advanced design approaches and technologies, including partial reusability, reusable first stage development to be returned to its launch site. Large-scale manufacture of engines for launch vehicle system due to their standardization. It enables to enlarge reliability of engines. Engines are responsible approximately for 50% of emergencies cases. And the last, completely reusable space transportation system development in the future to come. Thank you for your attention.